Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I got a question for you. When are the people in this country going to figure out as to how they're being played? Because, friends, I don't like being laughed at. I don't like you being laughed at. But let me tell you something. You're being totally laughed at by these corrupt representatives. And representatives not of the people, but for their puppeteers. Okay? And their puppet masters. And what's going on right now with this House passing a new ceiling debt? This is nothing more than a distraction, friends. Getting the people's eyes off the ball. See what they're pushing through while you're under attack by the mainstream media and the representatives of the United States of America concerning what they're tolerated to do by the American people and the sodomite agenda? Notice how you're not hearing a word about any of this. Nope. You're the ones that are under attack, Americans. Here, let me say it this way. I was going through some of my articles this morning, and this had popped up, and I remember the analogy, the parable, if you will, and I want you to hear it because this is a politician, and it's not just some of them, it's 99% of what I see out there, first-hand experience, okay? A doe blind in one eye was accustomed to graze as near to the edge of the cliff as she possibly could in the hope of securing her greater safety. She turned her sound eye towards the land that she might get the earliest tidings of the approach of a hunter or a hound, and her injured eye towards the sea, from whence she entertained no anticipation of danger. Okay? In other words, we're not anticipating any danger from within. We're anticipating it from without. But see, this is where they're completely backwards in thought, and I'm talking about the American people. Some boatmen, politicians sailing by, saw her, the American people, and taking a successful aim, mortally wounded the doe, the one-eyed doe. Yielding up her last breath, she gasped forth this lament, "O wretched creature that I am, to take such precaution against the land, and after all to find the seashore to which I had come for safety, so much the more perilous." Folks, the peril is coming from within. The destruction is coming from within. Americans, Numbers 32:23, we are doing this to ourselves. This is not a foreign enemy doing the things that they're doing to you. Who's behind all of it? The hand of God. The will of God. And again, it always falls back to the judgment of God upon a disobedient people. Now, I want to go back to one of the things that I just said concerning how you're being laughed at. And the question is when are the American people going to figure this out? foreign countries all over the globe are trying to figure this out, right? No, wrong. They're protesting. It's the American people that are fast asleep, and they're the ones that are supposed to be the light of the world. Completely upside down, isn't it? Yep, Isaiah 59. Well, you're being distracted, friends, through this national ceiling, this debt increase, this national debt. I want you to understand, and I do have to say this, it's amazing to me how the bad guys can just do whatever they want to do, but when the bad guy, or when the good guys want to enforce the law against the bad guys, that's never talked about. Anybody paying attention? That's right. It's an ignorant nation, isn't it? The measure would add this bill that is now going to the Senate right now is approximately $4 trillion to add on to the national debt, raising the federal debt ceiling to $31.4 trillion. Okay? $31.4 trillion is your national deficit. You know, it's kind of bizarre. Is no matter where I go across the country, it just seems like we're flourishing everywhere. That's all, friends. That is all a mirage. Because the Lord said, you build, I will tear down. And it's exactly what he's doing. You build, I will tear down. Did you know that MacArthur, you know, the good guy, the one that's being sold to you as the good guy, for you to think that he has not controlled opposition shows you the level of ignorance that the American people hold in this country. Because he's not working for the people. He is bartering away and enslaving your children and adding more debt to the national deficit in this country with a smile on his face. I just want to make sure that there people that are listening now are coming to the conclusion that there is no difference between the right and the left. I've said it 1,000 times. They're two wings on the same bird, and they're not working for you. It's exactly what's happening, friends. It's exactly what's happening. I wanted to highlight another topic before we get into the show here. Remember how yesterday I was talking about how these illegals are coming into America. They're being allured into America. I brought this up 1,000 times by mayors and governors illegally. It is treason, Article 3, Section 3. Look up the definition, Webster's 1828. And what it is aiding and abetting the enemy. There's no question about it. I had told you just the other day that in Germany and France and other countries, these illegals are coming in, namely the Muslims. And those that are in Germany, for example, Merkel slapped the flag, the German flag, and said Germany belongs to Islam. And what's interesting is those Islamic individuals that are coming in to Germany are actually dispossessing owners of homes there. And I told you it's going to be coming to America too, because in America, we're seeing them being allured in, we're seeing them being bussed in, we're seeing governors such as DeSantis and Abbott flying them to their destination of choice. And look what's happening, friends. I told you this was happening here in America, and now we're seeing that even Chicago is now prioritizing immigrants over its own residents. This is perfect judgment. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Also take the time and read that of Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. And I'm sorry, 28, 43, 28, 63. Read both scripture references, and you'll understand as to who's bringing this about. The Lord said, as I rejoiced over you to do you good, I'll also rejoice over you to do you evil. There's no other explanation for this, friends, outside of the fact that this is exactly verbatim and great specificity as to what the Lord said he would do to a disobedient, rebellious people. And it's happening here in America today. We're doing this to ourselves. Now, folks, one of the things that I brought up right at the beginning of this first segment is, when are we going to figure this out? I want you to understand that when you read Daniel 8:25, it tells us, and through his policy, the Antichrist, he shall cause craft to prosper. We're seeing this. And he shall magnify himself in his heart. They're doing this. And by peace shall destroy many, until that as he stands up against the prince of princes, until he shall be broken without hand. We're already beginning to see that head stick itself out as well. And it's going to be taken off.
Hello,
we'll
friends.
Be right
this
back.
This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in, please do. I don't want none of your smart comments left on the comment section on social media platforms. Have the courage to call up and contend, if that's what you want to call it. Jude 3 and 4, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Top left side of the page. Subscribe. Also, before it's news. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, Acts 4:12, 1 Timothy 2:5. I want to make a reference to a social media comment, if you don't mind. One guy just said, and I hope you don't mind me sharing this with the listeners. One guy just said, I talked to someone in his family who said who is a church trustee, and he said, I wish churches were like the Black Robe Regiment. Well, it's not. Listen, the church is the Christians. People love to compartmentalize everything. I mean, they always want to pass the buck to somebody else for what they're responsible to do. If you're a Christian, you are the responsible party, period. You're not going to pass the buck. You're going to answer to God for everything that you do and for everything that you don't do. So I go on. He says that he wishes that the church was like the Black Robe Regiment. Yep, it is. The real church is. And then he goes on and says that his father father-in-law said it wasn't the church's responsibility, or his father said it wasn't the church's responsibility. I want you to listen carefully to this, because it was something Charles Finney said over 200 years ago. He said, if immorality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree, the church. If there is a decay of conscience, which means with knowledge, the pulpit is responsible for it. He said, if the public press lacks moral discrimination, the pulpit is responsible for it. Yes, 300,000 silent pulpits in America are responsible for the decay and the demoralization of this country. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in Christianity, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. He goes on, if our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, the pulpit is responsible for it. Let us not ignore this fact, he said, my dear brethren, but let us lay it to heart, right, and be thoroughly awake to our responsibility and respect to the morals of this nation. And moral is what? Conform to truth. Who is truth? The Lord's truth through common law, the Torah, right? We're all in this. Folks, we're talking right now about when are we going to figure this out. I know people say all day long, we figured this out a long time ago. But, you know, just think about this. Even with the people on social media platforms and them alone, if we were to actually be doing our job wherever you may be, we could win this country over in a very short amount of time. Some people say, Bradley, that's just crazy. Just wait a second. I'm just thinking of a quote by John Wesley real quick, and I want you to call him crazy too, because this is what he had to say, and was he right? Oh, he was absolutely right. John Wesley, the great field preacher in England back in the 1700s, said, give me 100 preachers who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God. Such alone will shake the gates of hell. That's exactly right. Boy, oh boy, that was a preacher that understood that the church is called to be on the offensive and not on the defensive. I'm not going to go into him, but he's the guy that said, John Wesley did, either you're going to, when preaching, people are either going to get saved or else they're going to get angry with you. That was John Wesley. Martin Luther said, when you preach, preach in such a way that men either hate their sin or they hate the preacher. There is no in-betweens. Remember, the lukewarm ones are the ones that are spewed out of the Lord's mouth in Revelation 3. That's exactly right. Okay, so let's get over to this. And I want you to check this out, because the kids in this country are the ones that are having to take responsibility in standing up for themselves. And why this is happening, I cannot give you the answer. This is what the parents are now willing to do with their kids, to stand up and fight their own battles. Not that within itself it's a bad thing, because it builds character, but isn't it our responsibility to train them up and defend them and to protect them? Remember what Thomas Paine said, the author of Common Sense? He was the one that wrote Common Sense that ignited the flame of freedom throughout the colonies, that actually catapulted the Revolutionary War. He's the one that said, if there's going to be trouble, let it come in my time, that my children might have peace. That's foreign to America today. Now they're having their kids fight their own battles for them while they sit back in the shadows and watch their kids go on in defending themselves against a corrupt system of government that the American people tolerate in this country. Bradley, that's crazy. No, every country deserves the government that it has, because it's a reflection of the people, especially in this country. And there's absolutely no excuse for this. Let's listen to what this little man has to say, because it's quite interesting.
What did my shirt say? 5 simple words. There are only 2 genders.
12-year-old Liam Morrison claimed at a Middleborough public school council meeting on April 13th that he was kicked out of class for wearing the shirt a month earlier.
Hello.
Good evening. My name is Liam Morrison. I live at 519 Wareham Street. I'm in the 7th, 10th grade at Nichols Middle School. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you today. I never thought that the shirt I wore to school on March 21st would lead me to speak with you today. On that Tuesday morning, I was taken out of gym class to sit down with two adults for what turned out to be a very uncomfortable talk. I was told that people were complaining about the words on my shirt, that my shirt was making some students feel unsafe. Yes, words on a shirt made people feel unsafe. They told me that I wasn't in trouble, but it sure felt like I was. I was told that I would need to remove my shirt before I could return to class. When I nicely told them that I didn't want to do that, they called my father. Thankfully, my dad supported my decisions and came to pick me up. What did my shirt say? Five simple words. There are only two genders. Nothing harmful, nothing threatening. Just a statement I believe to be a fact. I have been told that my shirt was targeting a protected class. Who is this protected class? Are their feelings more important than my rights? I don't complain when I see pride flags and diversity posters hung throughout the school. Do you know why? Because others have a right to their beliefs just as I do. No one person, staff, or student told me that they were bothered by what I was wearing. Actually, just the opposite. Several kids told me that they supported my actions and that they wanted one too. I was told that the shirt was a disruption to learning. No one got up and stormed out of class. No one burst into tears. I'm sure I would have noticed if they had. I experience disruptions to my learning every day. Kids acting out in class are a disruption, yet nothing is done. Why do the rules apply to one, yet not another? I feel like these adults were telling me that it wasn't okay for me to have an opposing view. Their arguments were weak, in my opinion. I didn't
know
they
were illegal is what they were.
Caused trouble. I have learned a lot from this experience. I learned that a lot of other students share my view. I learned that adults don't always do the right thing or make the right decisions. I know that I have a right to wear a shirt with those five words. Even at 12 years old, I have my own political opinions, and I have a right to express those opinions. Even at school, this right is called the First Amendment to the Constitution. My hope in being here tonight is to bring the school committee's attention to this issue. I hope that you will speak up for the rest of us.
We all know that the school boards are the ones that are actually advocating for this because they've been paid to do it by government. That means the government, the federal government, stole your money out of the coffers, tax coffers, and they have given them to schools to attack the children. Just like the governors of states during the pandemic stole your money and then began to extort businesses to go ahead and shut down, and they would pay them and compensate them for their time and drive more traffic and customer base over to their billionaire friends who aggrandized how much wealth over the pandemic? 27%. See, Americans aren't paying attention. But why is this little man here having to stand up for himself? Genesis 5:2 tells us that the Lord made them male and female. We all know this. I want to say one thing in correcting this little man that stood up for himself. No, the sodomites don't have a right to their opinion. Let me say it again. They don't have a right to their opinion. It says at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota that God's law is the people's safety. God never gave the sodomites a right to do the wrong things. As a matter of fact, if you look at state statute, it's a felony in our state. So this little man's already being confused, thinking that they have a right to go ahead and express their views. Well, folks, look at, he's the one that's under attack by these people that he thinks have a right to express themselves. No, they don't. Because, again, we don't have a right to do the wrong thing or anything that violates the law. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
Time is a luxury the Senate does not have if we want to prevent default.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer urging his colleagues to quickly deal with proposed amendments to the debt ceiling and spending rollback bill approved by the House last night. It passed by a nearly 3-1 margin with bipartisan support, like New York Republican Nicole Malliotakis.
This is the first time where we're seeing actual deficit reduction. We're seeing a actual spending cut. We're going to spend less money next year than we did last year.
The Senate could pass the bill as soon as today. There is, reported by several news outlets, a tape of former President Trump talking about a classified Defense Department document he says he took with him when he left the White House. That recording could seriously undercut Trump's claim that he could keep some records and automatically declassify them. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to show you this, so I just played a piece from a little boy who wore a t-shirt that said there is only two genders, which is found in Genesis 5:2. Of course, common sense tells us this, right? And he's speaking to a school board. And to prove the point that this is all government sponsored. Look what's happening in Nevada right now. Riley Gaines rips NV bill punishing schools for trans athlete policies. Says they want to call them the bad guys, but it shows you how weak the good guys are, right? And they're not good. Again, they're two wings to the same bird. But they say that Dems want girls humiliated. Okay. Now you got to remember something, folks. A lot of these men hate men, and a lot of these women hate women, and a lot of these women. See, here's the perversion: the woman dresses as a man, and she hates men, and the man acts like a woman, and he hates the woman. This is the perversion, okay? And so they're saying that the bill's being pushed through to humiliate girls. Now, what's also interesting in Nevada. One branch, unconstitutional branch of this legislature, as they call themselves, moved forward on an amendment to fine school boards up to $5,000 per day if they do not allow students to participate in sports and use restrooms based on gender identity or expression. Folks, let me say this again. This is government-backed. The objective, demoralize, confuse. Daniel 9:7. Let me reiterate the point. The purpose is to weaken a nation. Okay? Because if they can demoralize, they can easily control. I want to go, and I want you to see this really quick so you can see for yourself that these are the said legislators. Now, I got a question for all those people that are listening to me right now. When does it get to the point where you actually go inside with law enforcement and have each and every one of these criminals incarcerated? Do they look like they're, does the right look like they're so bothered by what they call the left? Absolutely not. They're just as guilty as what they call the left. Okay, the left is the fruit of what you call the right, Americans. That's where it is. And it's not the right. Check this out.
Thank you, Mr. President. We had an amendment. There was a floor amendment. It was Senate Amendment Number 674, and I would like to ask a question.
And why is this so important to these perverts
that proposed the amendment?
I don't need to answer that, do I?
My understanding is by reading this amendment, which has not had an opportunity to go through any hearings, that the intent of the amendment is to deny the right of school boards to block biological males from going into biological female bathrooms, locker rooms, or any sporting events.
So you're hearing this for yourself. I just wanted to play it so you could see that, again, this is coming straight out of their own mouth. Folks, when I say that this is illegal activity, it's a felony in every state. Just the act of sodomy. I'm not even talking about pedophilia. I mean, folks, you do realize you have little kids now that are being subjected to pornography in public schools. That is a big no-no. That's a felony. Folks, I have right in front of my face Minnesota Statutes 617.247, possession of pornographic work involving minors. It's a felony. See, this is what nobody's talking about, is the law that condemns the crime. They're being entertained. See, folks, you need to understand that the controlled operatives, like the Dan Bonginos and the Glenn Backs and all the, they're making millions of dollars off their sponsors. And if their sponsors tell them don't touch this, they don't touch it because they want to get paid. See, it's not about them fighting for your freedoms, Sean Hannity. It's not about fighting for your freedoms in any sense of the word. It's about them supporting their sponsors so they can make a lot of money off the ignorance of the people that listen to them every day. It's against the law what's going on. Has anybody made reference to the law that condemns the crimes of these individuals? And again, the question that I have for the people is, when is it that you're going to take law enforcement within the halls of government and have each and every one of these individuals incarcerated and prosecuted for their crimes? Because it is clearly against the law. I'm also looking at these drag queens. I'm also looking at those pedophiles that want to make children a prey. Minnesota State Statute 609.3.52, a solicitation of children to engage in sexual conduct, communication of sexually explicit materials to children. It's a felony. Yesterday, I was talking about, or was it the other day, when I was talking about how law enforcement and said representatives are asking me where the church is. Correct. That's exactly right. We're the responsible party. But now let me ask you the question. Where is law enforcement and the said representatives to magnify the law against the crimes of those that are advocating such crimes? Do you see how we're doing this to ourselves? I want people to understand that we're headed towards a judgment where we're going to be purged by the judgments of God. You can read the book of Lamentations all that you want to, because that's what's coming to this country. Little by little, by little by little, it's happening incrementally, just the way that the Lord said that he would judge a nation during a siege. That means a slow takeover. I want you to understand a little history here, going back to Adolf Hitler and those that he had around him. This is exactly what they were doing to 80 million people in their country. They were demoralizing them. The SS, they were all masculine homosexuals and sodomites. Trump, the most gay president, he said of himself. Barack Obama appointed 225 radicals to federal government positions. The same thing with Alina Kagan. She is a sick-minded human. She sits on the Supreme Court bench, never judged a case a day in her life. This is just the tip of the iceberg. George Bush Sr., George W. Bush, he was pushing the agenda. We have letters of him signing onto gay communities, high-fiving them for their efforts. His dad was a known pedophile. This we know is a fact. If you haven't seen Conspiracy of Silence, you need to watch it. Listen to what the kids have to say. They'll tell you who they were and who they are. But what I want you to hear, going back to, again, the Bushes, right, and Prescott Bush and illegally financing Hitler's war and being indicted in 1942. Let's go all the way back to Karl Dönitz. He was a German admiral. He was the one that wanted to take the place of Adolf Hitler. He's the one that said, listen carefully, friends. Politicians brought the Nazis to power. What's happening right now? Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. Were they doing it to themselves? Yep, it was what the 80 million people tolerated from their governments, okay? Karl Dönitz said they are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Just to make clear, I'm not making any of this up. You are seeing the head that continuously creates the issues that are being created. And I gave an analogy at the beginning of the show of a one-eyed doe. I showed you how you're being laughed at all over the world right now because of what you tolerate. Well, you're under attack by the mainstream media. Well, you're under attack by the corporate world. Folks, what is happening? Well, you're under attack by representatives trying to normalize crimes against children. They have always got you distracted. They're always attacking from the other side, aren't they? Yep. That's what they do. That's what the mainstream media is doing right now. But I want it to be said, and I want to just say it one more time. They're creating this war. And I've told you this for 20 years. They're the ones that are creating domestic insurrection. They're the ones pitting each other, one against each other. Americans, let me say this. If you're fighting against each other, you're fighting the wrong people. Get back to the Lord and deal with the right people. Because you already see right in front of your face as to who's advocating these disgusting crimes. As if we don't have enough problems, folks, by tolerating this, we are inviting more judgment into our country. And it's embarrassing to say the least, no doubt. We got Bob calling in from Texas. What say you, my friend? Do we got Bob?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I got you now, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Really love what you're doing, and it's getting to the criticality time where we actually have to become sovereigns individually ourselves. So I really love what you did with the target manager yesterday, and also about talking to the sheriff. And I know I'm harping on you, and you don't have to do this, but what I would like to do is get you to write up a 3-minute, like, public presentation that could be delivered to a commissioner's court in any county in America. I think there's 3,000 counties or something, so that your listeners can go in there and tell the commissioners and the sheriff, who will likely be in that body, or his chief deputy, and maybe a lot of the constables, you know, exactly what the law is, both civil and biblical, on how these grown-ups giving this pornography to children and grooming them to become sodomites is just the wrong thing to do. And
yeah, it's not, and Bob, not only that, it's not only the wrong thing to do, but it is a crime against children. This is what nobody ever talks about, Bob. It's a crime. They're violating law, and the American people have within themselves that they have a right to go ahead and do whatever they want to do, as if to suggest that they're above the law, Bob. And only the American people are going to be the ones that are going to set this record straight. And I'm talking lawfully. again. But they don't have a right to break the law. Bob, I'm going to take a hard break. I'll pull you right up on the other side, okay? Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to call in, now's the time. We got one more segment. If you want to go ahead and add to, take away, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side of this break once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jessica from Michigan. Bradley and the Sons of Liberty's ministry have been a daily lesson for our households about our biblical and constitutional heritage to learn how to better ourselves and live in God's image. We thank the ministry for all they do to bring truth during a time of deceit and misinformation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to get to something in just a moment here, but Bob, I'm going to hand it back over to you. Bob from Texas, again, welcome to the show. I gave you my two cents during the end of the last segment there, so what say to you to that?
You're absolutely right. People have the right to do right. They do not have the right to do wrong. Now, you're telling everybody the problem, and I would love you to tell them the solution. And hopefully
I tend to differ, Bob. I do this every show. I show the people the problem. I show them the law. And if the people fail to be the law in laying the axe to the tree, to the root of the tree, that's their problem. I am not the Savior. I serve the Savior. I am constantly making reference to the answer. If the people don't want to respond to the answer that these said representatives are breaking the law, that's on them, not on me. I am being burnt in every direction doing what I do here, my friend.
Right. So I'm just asking for, like, writing up a three-minute presentation that each of your listeners can take to their commissioner's court, city council, or school board and present it to them with the facts of the law. And if the sheriff or the constable or any of those people happen to be there, or even the DA is frequently at our meetings, and, you know, other elected officials, and that's where this gets fixed. You know, we have to take what you taught us and go to the body that we elected. The one that's most local is the one we can impact. And if we're not impacting them there, our chances is in hell at the state or the federal level. So we got to do it locally. And I would love it if you would find 3 minutes to show up at your commissioner's court and speak to those judges and the sheriff that will likely be there. Exactly what they're not here. They're not listening to you on the radio, but they'll listen to you in court. That's all I
got to
say.
Yeah, Bob, they're listening. They're listening, and they're scared to death that the people that are listening are actually going to respond. But I do know that they're listening, rest assured. I would ask, Bob, where are you listening to me? Can I just ask your general vicinity as to where you're at and what radio station that you're listening to?
Yeah, I'm listening to you online. It's Smith County, Texas.
Okay, gotcha. Can you do me a favor, Bob? Can you actually call into the show after the show so we can talk for a moment?
Yeah, what I'm doing with you is my life.
Amen. Okay, sounds good. I will expect to hear from you in about 7 minutes here, so I appreciate that. Okay, so what I want to do now is I want to get over to this. It, by the way, if you want to call in, please do. We still got 8 minutes here, 7-8 minutes. 1-866-582-9933. Everything that we do on the show, we show you the violation of law. Okay? And again, the American people are to be the strength of the enumerated laws found within the Constitution. If the American people are not going to be the government in this country, the corrupt will. And you see these people that are taking, they're derelict of duty. They're not taking responsibility. They're always blaming the corrupt. But the fact of the matter, before God and before guys like me, you're always highlighting the corrupt, but you're not dealing with the corrupt, which shows me that you're not a part of the answer. So don't complain about what you tolerate. Now, this is what I want to say. When I look at some of the conversations, and I got to reiterate this because I believe it's edifying to people that are really in Christ. It's funny because I just hear all this gloom and doom again coming from people that should know better. They're not born of the Spirit. They're born of the flesh because they continuously speak forth the things of the flesh. The Lord told us that those that he sends speaketh forth his words. And these people, they do just the exact opposite. And they've deceived themselves into believing that they're actually going to heaven. They're not going to heaven. Okay. They're helping create a hell on this earth because they've refused the Lord's commandments that they might go to heaven. And I'm not saying they have to do them to go to heaven. They're saved by grace through faith and that not in themselves because it is a gift of God, Ephesians 2:8. But read verse 9 and 10 as well because you see that the works follow. Okay? But is this foreign to these people? Because when I look at the book of David, I see the trials and the tribulations that David went through. And we are the seed of David. I look at things like Psalm 2 where it says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? In other words, the church isn't going anywhere. Okay? The kings of the earth, they would love to be called the kings of the earth. They set themselves together against the rulers and they take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. What was the response from the Lord? Was it, go ahead, throw your hands up in the air and do nothing? Was the response from the Lord to say, no, go ahead, turn on Fox News and go ahead and parrot all the bad news and support the sponsors? Is that what he said? Did he say, throw your hands up in the air and go give the bad report? Nope. I see the Lord teaching us to do just the exact opposite. As a matter of fact, in this given situation, in particular, in Psalm 2, it says, the kings of the earth set themselves against, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. What does the Bible say that the Lord responded with in verse 4? He said, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in sore displeasure. What did King David say in response to that? Yep, I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. He had the Lord before him. He knew that the Lord was the governor of all nations. He knew that the government was upon the shoulders of Jesus Christ. He knew all the well who the King in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords was. He didn't give the bad report. He gave the report of the Lord. It's interesting because it says, "Thou shalt break them with the rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel." Then the Bible tells us in verse 10, chapter 2 of Psalm, "Be wise now, therefore, all you that are in representative positions. Be instructed." The Lord's speaking directly to even the judges of the earth. He said, "Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son." That means meet him. "Concerning the ways of the Lord, lest he be angry and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in the Lord." Trust in the Lord doesn't mean you sit there and do nothing. No, but it means you hold to the Word of God. It's an anchor to your soul. You see it the Lord's way, regardless of circumstance. Remember when Peter wanted to. Remember Peter bid Jesus, "Let me come out and walk on the water like you are during the fourth watch." Do you remember the Lord told them to come on, and then he was walking on the water, walking by faith? And until he began to look at the boisterous waves, he was doing a good job of it. That's why we need to keep our eyes fixed on him and keep our eyes off the boisterous waves. And I'll tell you what, you feed that dog and you're always going to overcome. And I'm speaking metaphorically. I've used this analogy 100 times, folks. If you take two dogs and you put one in the ring against the other, the question that I have for all of those listening and watching now, which one's going to win? I want to tell you which one's going to win the fight when they fight to the death. The one that you feed the most. And as long as you're feeding the right man, your spirit man in Christ, John 6:35, you're going to see it the Lord's way, and you're not going to see it the man's way in any sense of the word. Remember, those that are born of the flesh are of the flesh. They're going to do the things of the flesh. Their conversation isn't the gospel of Jesus Christ. Their conversation is as they're going to do what they can do to try to drop everybody else and strip away any faith or hope that they might have in Christ because they don't have any. Hey, folks, bad company corrupts good character, 1 Corinthians 15:33. And I'm telling you to be careful with who you allow in your circles because, friends, there are people that are constantly a bunch of ankle biters. And what they want to do is they want to take everybody the same direction that they're going because they don't find it within themselves to actually overcome. They don't find it within themselves to actually get on top of what's going on and fight for their posterity. Nope, they want to offer their posterity nothing but hopelessness because that's all they have within themselves. And that is why the message to those is always repent because you are not saved. Your conversation should tell you that. Your heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You don't. Let me tell you that. The Bible says he who trusts in his own heart is a fool. That's why you hold to the heart of God and constantly proclaim his word. His word in all of our conversation, friends. Let your conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if it isn't, friends, get away from those people. King David prayed, speaking of which, that he's a companion of all of them that feared the Lord. Philial. He's a companion of all of them that fear the Lord. And of them that keep thy precepts. Those that are doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving themselves, friends. And the Lord said it right there. They're deceiving themselves. Folks, we're going to take a 23-hour break. I will be back tomorrow. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show on Genesis Communication Networks out of 65 different show hosts. We're broadcasting into 157, 59 cities across the country. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.